Welcome you to the third hour of our Martin Luther King Day edition of Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And excuse me, just a moment. Robbie, that's enough. Normally, my Robbie Golden Retriever is outside when I do the show, because when I'm talking and get excited, and especially when I dance, of course he wants to participate. But you know, it's like 20 degrees out there, so he can't stay out for all that long, so he's back in. And so I just had to remind him that he can't be dancing with mom in the office at the moment, so he's decided to cooperate.
He's also probably wondering where the Jingle Cats went.
Well, you know, normally he doesn't get to hear them because he's outside. But and as you know, and I think about it now, boy, back in the day, Nathan, back in Gary's time, I think back then, where I used to be able to leave the radio on at home when I did the show, and so the cats and everybody would hear it. I can't do that anymore because the reception out here just isn't that great. for AM stations, but when I was playing the Jingle Cats to figure out what tunes to play when and all of that stuff, my gosh, the first time my Abyssinians heard those Jingle Cats, you would have thought the world was coming to an end. My gosh, they puffed up and they were bouncing off the walls and, you know, where are these cats? You know, because Abyssinians just over-exaggerate everything. And I call them dogs and monkeys in cougar suits. And boy, and I had them all flying around the house. It was pretty hysterical to see all of their reactions to the Jingle Cats and dogs. Robbie's pretty even keel and you know, he doesn't have a reaction one way or the other. But boy, my Abyssinians bounced off the wall. So there you go on that. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Look at all the great stuff. And I love the video of the bear resetting the cone. It just is. It looks like he's absolutely knows exactly what he's doing, and that's his regular route. And the cone was tipped over, so he should put it back up before he wanders on by. It's like, oh gosh, who put that guy in charge? He should be the ranger. But it's very cute. And then if anybody's got any hot ideas, I kind of, Linda, like your idea for the hummers, the freezing hummingbirds. You said you put out one of those, you know, one of those clip, you know,
yeah, clamp lights. Yeah.
Clamp light. I was looking at those on Amazon last night and I found one that's two of them. And then I was trying to figure out what bulbs to put in them. Because you just put in a regular light bulb and put it right above your feeder, right?
Yeah, it's actually on the same level. It's not above. It's kind of from the side is the way the clamp is pointing it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe I could clamp above. If I put a heat lamp above, I'm thinking of that would heat up the area around the feeder so they could come hang on the feeder and warm up. But that's kind of what I'm thinking about doing.
Well, when we kept our chickens, the chicken house, when it gets super cold, we would run one of those heat lamps that, you know, you get for keeping your chickens warm in their house. And we would keep a pan of water in there because their normal water would freeze over. So we'd have the light above that, and then their water wouldn't freeze. And they would also be a little bit warmer in their house.
Oh, that makes sense. Now, and it could be my memory, but I don't know that I've asked you about this, but since you, and I don't think you didn't take your chickens with you. Your chickens moved in with friends in their old neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And so do you have chickens now yet where you are?
Not yet,
what's going on?
We have not had time to build a chicken house, and there's just not enough room to keep them anywhere right around here unless we have build a little dedicated chicken house. So that's a project for this coming year.
Okay, so chickens will become next year, but you got to build them a house first.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, at least you don't, and I guess that's one thing to be grateful for. Since you don't have water, you don't have to be concerned about your chickens because you don't have any yet. But, and I think, so am I right in your animal family now is just your dogs and cats?
Right.
And
two
they're
dogs, two
pretty
cats.
Much indoor models these days, I would imagine.
Yeah, with this weather, I mean, when we take the dogs out to do their business, they're, you know, they're both in the between 20 and 30 pounds. And
they could get buried in 15 inches of snow, couldn't they?
Yeah, they have to kind of follow the path I blaze for them. But they're out for about 5 minutes, and then they're starting to pick their feet up, and they don't know which foot to pick up because they're so cold it hurts.
Oh,
and I've had
wow.
to carry the smaller one in because she just refused. She just laid down in the snow and was so pathetic. And you know their feet hurt. So we've got little warm booties on order, you know, because this winter may only just be starting here. So we're going to be getting some nice little booties for the dogs so they can handle it a little better.
Yeah, and it used to be decades ago when booties first came out. You know, I did a lot of testing on booties and stuff, and you know, so 50 years ago, it was real hard to find any boots that would work and would stay on the dogs. But nowadays, I know the most recent thing we had to research online. You know, for our friend Cindy, Dr. Nels, and Cindy calls in. Well, she's a little northeast of me, and so she gets a lot more cold and a lot more snow and all of that. So we've found some little boots for Emily, her dog. But they have lots of different design boots now, and they do a much better job of making them so that they stay on. But my gosh, are there some hysterical videos, you know, of dogs wearing boots for the first time?
Yeah.
I think I remember one, they put him on his rear feet and the dog walked around on his front legs with his rear feet sticking up in the air because he wouldn't put his feet down with the boots on. Yeah. Well, it could be like if you got a cat and you want to introduce the cat, put a harness on him and a leash for walking or something. When you put a harness on a cat for the first time, the vast majority of them think they can't move. So the first thing that you put the harness on and they fall right over.
Yeah.
And they're still, they can't move. It's like they don't know they can move. So my advice has always been have a good interactive toy like a DeBird or Jackson Galaxy bird that you play with them and that they really like. And you have that ready and then you put the harness on them and then get them into the game right away. Because once they figure out they can move, then they're fine. And I think it's the same way with boots and dogs, that they have to get used to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it we'll keep them hungry. We'll introduce the boots and some treats and get them tromping around the house in their boots.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to a report. But, geez, if you've got now, you're having a foot or more of snow during the winter, is that normal for your area in Idaho?
Yeah, they say that it's typical. Usually by Christmas, we'll have a foot of snow. This was a late year. Yeah.
All right. And then once it snows, do you like have snow for a while? Is that
They say it often hangs on till April.
Okay. So you just may be white till April, huh?
We're up high. We're at 2,700 feet. So it stays pretty cold up here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll think warm thoughts for you and flowing water. Anyway, for any of you, all of you out there, there's at least one other person besides Becky out there because we've got a phone call to go to. But just so you know, we have open phone lines. We're here until noon. Love to do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on the show today. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We were just getting ready to go to the phones, and I've seen Nathan pointing at the clock. So, and I'm assuming, Nathan, that means maybe we ought to take care of advertisers before we go to the phones, because I've really been messing with the schedule. Poor Nathan, I've been messing with his head today, and he's been so flexible and just... But he's bundled up. Have they turned the heat off in the studio? Because you got your husky sweatshirt on and you got a nice scarf on. Is it cold in the studio?
Just staying nice and warm and feels a lot better than standing outside, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but you're all bundled up. You look, and yeah, great. But and you look blue, not purple and gold. Did the Huskies
change? Oh, yeah, it's...
The Seahawks? No. Oh, Western Washington.
Yes.
Okay. So I just saw the W, so I assumed it was a UW. Your scarf is covering it. So yeah. Okay.
The other U's and W's.
Yeah, gotcha. That's where I went my first 2 years was WWU. So.
Oh, okay. So you guys get along.
Yeah.
All right. So should we have Diane hold on? We're taking care of advertisers or we go to the phone first?
We'll go ahead and take care of our advertisers and come back to take Diane's call.
So we'll take care. All right. So stay right where you are, everybody. We're taking care of advertisers and we'll be back. Diane, you're up next. And if you would like to follow Diane, just give us a call, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the last hour of the show today. But we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, and you can check them out at their website, NuProSupplements.com. And a lot of the dog supplements you can find, a lot of times you can find the dog supplements at your local pet store. I get dog supplement for Robbie. I get that at Bridges in Snohomish. So a lot of stores carry it, or it's available on Amazon, and same price. So you're not paying any more. So you can get it on Amazon. And you heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium, intuitive, personal awareness coach, feng shui specialist, and all that good stuff. She does a regular podcast every Wednesdays at 4 p.m. You can get that on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. That relates to her website. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She's also available for private readings, which she can do in a number of different ways for you. And if you like, you can just give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So the rest of the hour, we definitely have to get to current events. I got to share my good news about animal stuff. And Nathan's got something big coming up, but we got to talk about that. So we got to get to all of that. Before we do that, though, let's get to the phones, because guess what? There is somebody out there. So let's head to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
What can they do for you today?
Well, before I go into that, how do I get back on Dr. Nell's newsletter list? Because I haven't gotten one since September.
Uh-oh, Dr. Nell's, Diane got dumped from your email or something. What should she do?
I think what I'd recommend, Diane, is go to my website and just kind of read the articles a little bit and see if that little pop-up will come up. And the little pop-up is asking if you want to get the newsletter. And then you just click on the yes button or whatever it says, something like that. And it'll ask you for the information, you know, your email, so it can send you the newsletter. That's the best way.
Yeah, so yeah. You might have to re-sign up.
Yeah, if you got off, what happened is you may have somehow accidentally pushed an unsubscribe button, and I can't resubscribe you when that happens. Yeah, so you have to do it yourself.
Anyway, I'll subscribe again because I'm pretty sure I didn't push the unsubscribe.
Yeah, I don't know how come it would kick you off unless, well, it also has situations where if it can't reach you for some reason, it tells me it cleaned somebody. I don't know what that means.
Maybe you got cleaned, Diane.
No, you didn't clean my house. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Darn it.
Oh, that's funny.
Why not?
Okay. So if Diane's not the only one out there that used to get Dr. Nell's newsletter, but you haven't been getting it, you might have been cleaned. You never know.
It could have happened. Okay? I don't know why it cleans people.
Yeah. So the way to get dirty again, go to Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com. Hang there long enough to see if that little window pops up that says join the newsletter.
It usually takes 30 seconds. If it hasn't
okay, so it
by
pops
then,
up. Yeah, it should pop yeah. up right away.
If it doesn't happen then you can contact me through a link, the quick response link, and let me know. And that might be enough for me to be able to get you back in. But try the pop-up first. It'll happen automatically that way.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. So you good with that, Diane?
Yep, all good with that. I'll give it a try.
Okay. So now, what can they help you with?
Okay, so I called to get a tune-up for myself. I'm just getting over a cold, and it seems to be hanging out in my throat and doesn't want to go away. And if Dr. Nels could check on the boys, Whiskers and Theo, to see if they're all good, that would be awesome.
Okay.
So Whiskers and Theo kitties, and Dr. Nels knows them, so he's already tuned in and working. Mm-hmm. And Diane, sorry to hear you have a little cold, but I do hear it in your voice. So, and I forgot to tell you all, when Linda does her thing now and is going to work with Diane, the rest of us can receive a surrogate healing if we just do what she's saying only for us. Okay, just follow the instructions and then it works for us. So it isn't just for Diane. It can work universally for all of us if we tune in. All righty. So are you ready, Diane, for Linda?
I am. Thank you.
All right, Linda, are you ready for Diane?
I certainly am. Good morning, Diane.
All right,
good
morning, in charge.
Linda. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's I'm going to have you think about the thing that is most important to you right now. So just bring whatever is most important to you into your thoughts right now.
Okay.
Okay. And so this next word, I don't want it to throw you. We're going to replace it, but I'm going to have you start with focusing on self-pity, the feeling of self-pity. This is something we all do sometimes, so yeah. Self-pity.
Mm.
And we're going to replace that with the feeling of conscientious. So now we're all thinking conscientious. And the number 4. And your eyes are closed and just looking directly in front of you, just straight ahead. And take a deep breath. Hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you feel like you need to.
All right, Stan, you have your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. Taking in a deep breath and holding it. Hold it as long as you comfortably can and then release it. Replace the breath again. And you're thinking conscientious 4. Conscientious 4. conscientious. 4.
Perfect, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that important, what that thing that's most important to you back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation to support your healing is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious. And we've learned in the past, the wording of these affirmations is important to support the energy. And so if it doesn't quite sound right, that's okay. Just say it. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
And the other thing I recommend is to notice all the ways you're being conscientious, whether it's something small, like just, you know, picking something up and throwing it in the compost or whatever it is. just notice that and think, yes, I'm being conscientious. I'm grateful for that.
All right. Now, Dr. Nels, I know you worked on Theo and Whiskers.
Yes.
Anything to report with the boys?
Well, they didn't need any massive amounts of care. They just needed a little light tune-up. And there was a little – one of them – that was Theo. He got the good kitty points. They're the ones up on the head, just kind of above the eyes. And while I do those, I always think, oh, such a good kitty. So they get that good kitty energy. And then Whiskers needed a little rebalancing from left to right on his head, the back left side of his head and the front right side of his head. And I am not sure what that equates to in particular, except balancing probably the thing like the cerebellum, which is the thing that controls muscle tone and activity, and then the temporal area, which might be a little bit more associated with mood and that sort of thing. So anyway, we got both of those balanced, and as I said, it didn't seem to be any major thing, but just tuning them up.
Well, thank
Wonderful.
You for that. They're over clinging to the heater.
Yeah. Yeah, my cats are doing that a lot lately too.
Yeah, I'd say it looks to me, it seems to me that it is warming up a bit today. It was 5 degrees warmer. The low last night was 5 degrees warmer than last night. Last night was the coldest night I think I've had so far, and that was down into the 13 degrees, something like that last night, but the night before last night it was 5 degrees above that. Today I told you I've got one of those flat, like Linda, you said, the UFO flat hummingbird feeders right outside my window, and I'd put it out at 7:30, and by 10 o'clock when we did Love Train the first time, it was frozen. So I during Love Train, I ran quick out and swapped out the hummingbird feeder. Well, now, so 10 now, so it's been an hour and a half, and it's not even starting to freeze. So I think the temperature's gone above 27 out here. So I think we're getting closer to the 30-degree range, at least around my house. So I think that's encouraging. Yeah, I get those temperatures up. So tell those boys it's going to get a little warmer as the week goes on anyway.
Very good. It's a balmy 26 here today where I am.
Ah, so you're 26. All right. Well, Diane, remember your affirmation. I am grateful and grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
I wrote it down, so I will be repeating that often. Thank
all right.
You all
I hope
so
your cold is gone soon,
you're
and
welcome.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's see. We are then, we know there's somebody else out there. We know we've got Becky and we got Diane, and now we're headed to Bothell and talk to Sue. Good morning, Sue. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Morning, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm okay. The kitties are pretty good, but they need a tune-up because we've got more stress going on here, so.
Uh-oh. And remind us of Kitty's names.
Right. Zoe, brown tabby with kinky tail, and Jody Joy, a small brown tabby in white.
Yeah, I think Dr. Nils is pretty familiar. I think he can tune in.
Right.
So we've got Zoe and Jody Joy. And then you said there's more stress going on. So how are you doing, Sue?
I'm up and down.
And it looks like Nathan says you want just a tune-up for the kiddies, or do you need one too?
If you have time for a quick one.
Oh, yeah. Of course, for you. So now you mentioned there's more stress going on. Is that something you want to tell us about? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, just I totaled my car and is one
thing. Oh, dear.
And my husband, who lives in an adult family home, has been in the hospital, but he just got out. So just that kind of stuff.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear about that. It was you totaled the car. Were you driving it at the time?
Yeah, but it wasn't a serious accident. I mean, I was going slow and ended up on some rockery, and it bent the frame, so they considered it a total.
My. But you're okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. All right, so Dr. Nils, are you good tuning in to Zoe and Jody Joy?
Yes, I'm working on Zoe right now.
All right, so while Dr. Nils is doing the kiddies, Sue, how about I turn you over to Linda?
Super.
All righty, Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Hi.
And I'm going to invite you to start by bringing someone, it can be an animal, it can be a person, but someone that you really love just into your mind. And just let yourself really pull that loved one just totally into your heart, into your mind. And everybody who's listening can do the same, thinking about someone we really love. And then we're going to set that aside and we're going to focus on the feeling of grief. Grief and the number one. Just holding that in our mind. Now, eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. Taking a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen. Holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, thinking grief, one.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and you're holding it. Hold it as long as you comfortably can and release it whenever you need to, replacing that breath, thinking grief, one. Grief, one. Grief, one.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head come to a normal position, relaxing the shoulders. And once again, bringing that loved one back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do, so keep thinking about that loved one, just focusing on how you feel as you think about this person that you love so much or this animal that you love so much. And then we're going to set that aside and focus on the feeling of judgment. And we're going to replace that replacing judgment with the feeling of stable. Stable and the number one. Your eyes are going to be open and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And taking a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Thinking stable, one.
All right, Sue, this time your eyes are open. And with your eyes open, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Taking in another gentle, deep breath. Hold it as long as you comfortably can. Release it whenever you need to, replacing that breath while you're thinking stable, one. Stable, one. Stable, one.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, bending your head forward and looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing that loved one back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of stable.
Right, I embrace the feeling of stable. Sounds like a good feeling to embrace.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's good energy for Sue with everything going on, sounds like. Dr. Nils, anything to report about Zoe and Jody Joy?
Zoe and Jody Joy got tune-ups. I didn't find anything really remarkable, so it just was just kind of a basic reset for them.
Excellent. All right, Sue, you good?
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Stay warm.
Yeah,
thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers one more time in the show. Then when we continue, we got to do current events. I got a new good news to tell you about. And we got to find out where the heck is Nathan going now. I was kind of surprised. You might be too. And I don't know any of the details because he's saving to tell us here. I just know he's going. All right. Stay right where you are. We'll find out where he's headed. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And once again, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and his website is healingministryforanimals.com. And if you heard that wonderful talk about the monthly newsletter he sends out now and how fabulous it was for starting the new year, and his instructions about doing affirmations and how to do them, and the wonderful stories from Martha, his wife, and as an eight-year-old child, gosh, what? How connected was she in her intuition? But anyway, you got to get it. So the way to get on the newsletter is go to healingministryforanimals.com, hang there long enough for that little window to pop up to ask if you want to be on the newsletter, and then that's all you got to do. If for some reason it doesn't come up or you're not able to make it work, then you can hit the contact link for Dr. Nils and let him know, and I'm sure he can straighten it out for you. But you can also check out the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself at home program. And of course, Dr. Nils can work with you off the air as well. So healingministryforanimals.com. And Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, open for business in her home. And she keeps it nice and warm in the Whispering Dragon healing room. And boy, is it nice to be with the gongs and the Accutonic forks and so forth. And I swear, she's just the best non-traditional chiropractor there is. I mean, I had something going on and ended up with a rib, and who would have ever thought without anyway, she's really good at what she does. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-7836, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And of course you do something or you need help with your dog friends. That's my department. And, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people privately in their homes, and I do a free telephone consultation. So if you or anyone, you know, has problems with dogs, give me a call, 360-217-7258. Alrighty, let's do, a real quick, we'll get it out of the way, current events. Not a whole lot new here, but there was a change of plans at the Northwest Stream Center up in Everett. Yesterday was supposed to be the new year, new tree, and helping them plant the returned Christmas trees next to the Quilceta Creek. But it's too cold, so it's been postponed, and it'll be 9 to noon next Saturday. If you want to help with that, contact the Northwest Stream Center if you need information about that. Let's see. Then we mark your calendars for the annual Homeward Pet Adoption Center big fundraiser, furball dinner and auction. Will be May 4th this year. So tickets will go on sale in February, so we'll have more details then. Mark your calendars, Tuxes and Tails for Seattle Humane. New venue at the Fremont Studios will be Saturday, May 18th. And then I think Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic still looking for donated crates. And the big news is the Great Backyard Bird Count is coming up, so spread the word and get ready. It will be February 16th through 19th this year, through that weekend. And the easiest way to do it is get the Merlin app on your phone from Cornell. It's free, and that's how you can, I use it all the time to record birds to find out who they are and get pictures. And it's just, if you use that app, it's real easy. Anyway, February 16th through 19th. Get ready for that. I think that is all we need to chat about on current events. Well, except Nathan is a current event, and we'll get to him in just a moment. But I have to tell you, I am so happy. You know, I've been whining for a long time about there's no quality animal TV on Saturday evenings when I'm doing my last minute show prep anymore. And then they started doing Dr. Jeff marathons for several Saturdays in a row. So that keeps me happy, but they're, you know, they're not new shows, they're old shows, and many I've seen, but I could watch Dr. Jeff forever. Well, I got to tell you, woohoo! As of last, that Jackson Galaxy is back. Unbelievable. Now, Jackson Galaxy is the best cat behaviorist on the planet. He's a goofy guy, but man, does he know cats. And a heart as big as the world. And that's all, you know, he just wants to serve cats and all of that. But his show is called My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet. It has not aired for years. I mean, not all through the whole pandemic and stuff. There were no Jackson Galaxy shows. Now, often, you know, the shows get popular and all of that, and then they disappear. Something happens, like, you know, my other favorite besides Dr. Jeff. He's the best in vet show you can watch on TV. Then there was the Pit Bulls and Parolees, and that was the best pit bull and rescue dog show. But then they're no longer on Animal Planet. Well, then we had the My Cat from Hell, Jackson being the cat guy, and the best cat shows I've ever seen. And then he went away. There was no fanfare. He didn't put out any publicity about the show coming back or airing and or anything. So I don't know what's up with that, because I'm on his mailing list and I get his emails all the time. But nothing about this. But Jackson Galaxy Marathon all last night and a Saturday before last. Last week, I wasn't sure if they were new shows. Last night, I'm sure they're new shows. And oh my gosh, I just got to tell you, if you care at all about cats and if you live with them, even if you don't, you'd probably love the show. I mean, it is fantastic. I was sitting there last night watching, and I'll tell you, I was thinking, it's been so long since I've been able to sit down and totally tune out the whole world, everything going on, and just focus on what's there and have my heart so full of gratitude and joy and love, and then learning, because I learn something from him every time I say, it was just phenomenal. So I don't know how long you usually, when Animal Planet does these marathons on Saturday night, it's several weeks in a row. And these are new shows that are playing. And my gosh, he just gets better and better. And the problems he resolves and how he figures out what the problem was with the cats and why, and how they break it up and show you what he does about it. They're just doing such a better job so that you can take this information and really use it for yourself and for your cats at home. Anyway, the show is phenomenal. The new shows are phenomenal. And so it's called My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet. And they've been doing the last two Saturday nights have been so early evening through the night, My Cat from Hell marathons. So if you want something good, really good to watch, if you want to learn about cats, and especially if you have behavior issues with your cats, then tune into Animal Planet and Jackson's show, My Cat from Hell. Woo-hoo. Anyway, really, really wonderful. So now, Nathan, you're our last current event. Mm-hmm. We know that Stacy's in Hawaii, and that's why she can't be with us. Her brother still lives there. And so we'll get a firsthand report from Stacy next week about what's going on, because she's going to be around Lahaina and Maui and stuff, because that's where her brother is. So we'll find out all about that. But Nathan, I just got a message from you this week that you got a big trip. You're going to be gone for a while. So where the heck are you going?
Well,
what's going on?
I'll be flying out in the same direction as Stacy, except maybe twice as far. I'll be flying. Do you want me to say where I'm going to now?
Well, you can handle it however you wish, but we want all the details.
All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and say where I'm going first, and that is over to the Philippines.
Wow. Okay. So what's why? I mean,
yeah. So I know we only got like 5 minutes left, so we'll take this story and get it short. But long story short is throughout the course of the pandemic and following, I've been basically online dating a girl from there.
And oh, really?
This will be my first time going out to see her.
Oh, I had no idea. Really? So, because I was going to ask, is this a family trip or is this just a Nathan trip? It sounds like it's just a Nathan trip, huh?
It is. Just me going out there.
Oh.
Flying solo.
Well, all right then. Then I think Aunt Martha needs to know more about this. But this has got to be pretty serious if you're going all the way to the Philippines. Now, is this woman that you've been canoodling with now just online and stuff at this point?
Yeah, just online. I mean, of course, video calls and stuff like that and everything virtual possible to be as close together as possible about being separated by the Pacific Ocean, but yeah,
okay.
We'll
now,
be
is this,
crossing
is
that
the,
ocean now.
Is this gal Filipino?
Yes.
Ah. Now,
so I'm a little, I was hoping that we would have Stacy on today to, you know, have her in on the conversation, but we'll of course follow up with it next week more because Stacy has Filipino blood in her.
Yeah, she does. So, you know, Aunt Martha and Aunt Stacy are going to have to be on this because we can't have our Nathan gallivanting around the planet for just anybody. But I'm assuming now, that's got to be an unusual situation, meeting someone long distance and communicating. So this will be the first time that y'all meet in person?
It will be.
And how long are you going for?
About 2 years now.
How long are you going for on the trip?
Yeah, I'll be there for 2 weeks, so I'll be gone from the 12th through
but
the 27th.
You've been, it's like canoodling on the air or online for 2 years now?
Yes.
All right. Are you nervous?
No.
Okay, you feel like you know this gal?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, plenty of video calls and being involved with family things she's doing and turning on the video calls while she's there. So I'm fully aware of what to expect while I'm going there. The only thing is I'll probably be hitting my head a lot more because, you know, the average height is not as tall. So I might be a little bit nervous about riding in, you know, jeepneys or the cars or other forms of transportation just because of, you know, room purposes. But other than that, I'm excited to go. It's a nice, warm, tropical environment, which I love, and I'm excited to check out a new culture.
So how soon is this trip coming up?
February 12th. I'll be taking off from Seattle.
All right. And so David Brown will be in and taking care of us while you're gone. So we know we'll be cared for. Are you sharing names for this one, or at least the first name?
Sure. Fia.
Fia?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like F-I-A?
It is.
Fia. That's a neat name.
Well, technically, obviously, it's Fia Ann.
Fia.
Because in the Philippines, they have a pretty common where people have two first names and then the middle name is taken as like what maybe their maiden name was, so their last name might become their middle name once they get married. So they do it a little bit differently with the names, but yeah. So
now with all your video stuff, you know, while you're doing this, have you introduced her to your family?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All right. So it sounds like the bases are covered. I think we are going to have to delve into this in more detail next week when Stacy is here.
And you do get the honors of being the on-air debut as well.
Woohoo! All right. Well, congrats on this. I just have to vicariously ride your coattails and be part of this whole thing. So thank you for sharing. And we know you have a wonderful time. And we got time to talk about it. So I'm just going to get details out of you from now until February.
Yeah.
Fia. All right. I want pictures.
You will get them probably after the event because, you know, being out there and cell signal and all of that other things
maybe
going
you have
on. But
pictures.
I'll be accessible to Wi-Fi. And, you know, you might get some few and far between during my trip. But definitely going to be a big splurge of information once I get back in photos.
All right. Well, look, then we're talking ourselves way over time, but you can't get mad at us because we're talking about you. All righty. So I got to just say thank you, everybody. And thank you, Dr. Nils. Thank you, Linda. Check out Dr. Nils, healingministryforanimals.com, Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And everybody, stay warm. Remember those outside critters. You got to think about water for them, your Hummer feeders, and all of that good stuff. And stay warm and dry, and take good care of the animals inside and outside. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.